In this bulletin, pro-democracy Hong Kong protesters escape a university after days of chaos, and in sport, a ruling expected on Russian doping next month. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Dozens of protesters have escaped a Hong Kong university via a bridge and fled on motorbike as police fired at them following days of clashes. The Polytechnic University has become a battleground where anti-government demonstrators have been protesting against Chinese control of the semi-autonomous city. Some protesters remain trapped at the university, and one pro-Beijing politician has suggested the danger is increasing. Earlier this month, a 22-year-old student died from injuries sustained in a fall close to a police operation, prompting calls for an independent inquiry. Chinese ambassador to the United Kingdom, Liu Xiaoming, says the current situation is not related to democracy and offenders need to be held to account.
To restore law and order, violence must end, and violent perpetrators must be brought to justice. This is the only way to safeguard the interests of the public and secure a better future for Hong Kong, and cement the foundation of one country, two systems.
This protester says she's scared for her life and fears she could be arrested.
Actually, I'm quite scared and nervous because the police is all around the university now, and they take control to the other areas protester, and they can't help us. But actually, today have lots of citizens came here to save us.
Still overseas, and Liberal Senator Erica Betts has criticised China for its barbaric practice of organ harvesting under duress because it breaches human rights. Senator Betts is the latest politician to attack Beijing over its human rights record after Liberal MP Andrew Hastie and James Patterson. Mr. Betts has emphasised Australia's relationship with China is important, but states the organ harvesting trade is completely unacceptable. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the threat of foreign interference is at an unacceptably high level. Mr. Dutton told an industry summit in Melbourne that there is hard work going on to combat this risk to Australia. Mr. Dutton says the university sector is improving its resilience after a hacking of student data at the ANU last year. He says, based on advice from ASIO, the danger is present, but he won't tolerate cyber attacks against businesses.
The Prime Minister, the Cabinet and I are absolutely committed to dealing with this threat regardless of its source or target. We fully appreciate that Australian industries and businesses fuel the economy, improve the lives of Australians and contribute to the nation's future prosperity.
And Minister Dutton has declared Iranian refugee Behrouz Bushani won't be allowed in Australia. Mr. Bushani is on a one-month visa in New Zealand, and that nation's offered to resettle about 150 refugees a year from the offshore processing centres. Australia regularly restricts some New Zealand citizens from entering the country, and Mr. Dutton says Mr. Bushani's future is a matter for New Zealand. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg wants older Australians to work for longer to help boost the national economy. Mr. Frydenberg will deliver a speech tonight as an expected to push for people aged over 65 to participate more in the workforce. He says participation rates in that age group have risen over the past two decades, but more can be done to ease the nation's debt. Treasurer Frydenberg has described Australia's ageing population as an economic time bomb. To sport, and sports, World Anti-Doping Agency expects to make a ruling next month on where Russia manipulated drug testing data. The ruling could stop Russia from hosting major sports events or competing in next year's Tokyo Olympics. Russia is accused of doctoring a vast archive of computer files that it handed over in January in return for earlier doping sanctions to be lifted. The World Anti-Doping Agency had hoped to use these files to prosecute past doping cases, which it suspects were part of a cover-up supported by the Russian government. Let's look at today's weather. It's cloudy in Perth and 25. It's sunny in Adelaide and 29. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 19 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, cloudy there. In Canberra, sunny and 32. It's sunny and windy for Wollongong, 27 degrees. 32 degrees for Sydney with smoke haze, and it's also becoming windy later in the day. Much the same for Newcastle, 33. Fine weather for Brisbane, 31. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 32. 35 degrees for Darwin with a possible shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.